We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we said before, we thank you for this wonderful book, the Holy Bible. And send your Holy Spirit as we go to that word, so that we center our life upon Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. The text which I have chosen is one verse of the epistle lesson, Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 17. It says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word." Here ends the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a drunk man was driving down the road on a one-way road, and he was going in the wrong direction. And a policeman stopped him and said, "Hey, just where do you think you're going?" "I don't know," said the drunk, "but it looks like I'm late because everybody's coming back." We, by our sinful nature, are all going in the wrong direction. We're sinful and we think we're really getting someplace. But again, I say, because of our old sinful nature, we're going the wrong direction. Nearly 500 years ago, a man by the name of Dr. Martin Luther was going in the wrong direction. He and the church that he had at that time, the Roman Catholic Church, were all going in the wrong direction. And then he was led to read the Bible. And when he read the Bible, the Spirit touched his life and he came to believe in Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. Folks, it was the Spirit of God working through this book, the Bible, that changed his life. Today, we pray that there's a new reformation taking place in your life and my life, in your family and my family, and in this congregation. We pray that it too will come with the Spirit and change our lives. Remember what the text says: faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. In order to use this Bible properly, we must use it understanding that it's the inspired Word of God. Remember what the text says: faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word. You and I as Christians just have to learn to use this precious book. You know, you can crack nuts with your watch, but that's not what the watch is for. You can pick up radium and you can play with it, but you better watch out for the results. So for that reason, you need to turn to this book and use it for the right reason. There are some who use it as just an intellectual thing. "I've read the book and so I know everything there is." One time I was called, when I would go into the hospital, there was a young doctor who was an atheist who would follow me in the hospital and try to tear down everything that I tried to say to the people. And so I called on him. And I said, "I challenge you to read this book. Tell me what the base of this book is." And he missed it completely. And I said, "I know you're a very intelligent man," and he liked me to say that. And I said, "I challenge you to read this book," and I gave it to him, and I know that if he read that book, his life could be changed. Like I said, it dare not be just an intellectual thing. The Bible states very clearly that we are naturally sinful. We are apart from God. The Bible actually says, and I quote, "The natural man," that's without Christ, "the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned." That's why the Bible says nobody can believe in Jesus Christ unless the Holy Spirit touches him. The Bible says, and I quote, "The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth." So now, how do you and I find out the truth? Jesus says, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life." Peter was inspired by God to say this: being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Therefore, by you and me reading this book, studying this book, the Spirit touches our lives. When we receive faith by the Holy Spirit, we become a believer in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because this Bible says, all scriptures God breathed. In other words, when God had the writers of the Holy Scriptures write the Word of God, He breathed into them the very words they want them to write. Now we ask the question, what is the main reason that God gave us this book? To use God's word without knowing why God gave it is like trying to plow an ocean and putting oat seed in it and thinking we're going to get a nice field of oats. The sea has a purpose, but that's not its purpose. I grew up on a farm, so I know what it takes to grow oats and corn and wheat, and you name it. The chief purpose for which the Bible was given, the Bible says, to make us wise unto salvation. Remember the story in the Bible where a rich man who was not a believer in Jesus Christ and a poor man who was a believer, they both died. The unbeliever in hell screamed out and he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Now, take note of the response. They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Moses and the prophets made up the Bible at that time, the entire Old Testament. And he was told that all they need to have is the Bible and they will center their life on Jesus Christ. Folks, we don't need another book like the Book of Mormons that the Mormons come out with. We don't need the Quran from the Muslims. There's a church in California, I heard, that reads the Bible and the Quran so that they compromise. Isn't that sad? We don't need a book like the Quran. We have all we need. Because in this book, it says that we're sinners, but it said that a person called Jesus Christ went to the cross. And on the cross, he suffered your hell and my hell, and he finally said, it is finished. All of our sins were paid for, folks. And then by using the Bible, the Spirit penetrates our life and we can say, I believe. And when we say that and believe it, we're completely forgiven. Think of that. Forgiven. And we're headed for heaven. What a joy. In the parish where I had at St. Francis, we had an adult daycare. I'll never forget an elderly woman that was in our adult daycare. And I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with her. And being a very elderly woman, she said, now I know why the Lord didn't call me earlier. She now believed in Jesus Christ as her Savior. Every sermon preached, every time we read the Bible, every minute we spend in devotion with the Lord is centered in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Martin Luther hit it on the head when he said, there you have the answer as to what you are to seek and find in the scriptures. Me, says the Lord, you shall learn to know there. Commandments, histories, material promises, all ultimately point to Christ. A Christian man was walking one day in a beautiful flower garden, and someone who was walking with him said, you always talk about Christ, Christ, Christ. What does Christ really mean to you? The Christian man pointed at a little beautiful yellow flower, and he said, what the sun is to that flower is what Christ is to my soul. That's what the Bible says to all of us. It speaks to our soul. The center and the soul of the Bible is Jesus Christ. That is why we love to read this book, because we meet Christ. When I was in college, I went to Mankato State, and I really didn't know how to get to heaven. Someone tricked me into reading the Bible, and Christ came into my life by the power of the Word. There are many who use the Bible only as a textbook for morals. A person like that will find suitable texts to correct this person and that person. And a person like that will read all the verses in the book of Proverbs on what you are to do and not to do. But they forget to read those verses about Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. Martin Luther spoke of these kinds of people when he said, "So well to it that you do not make a Moses out of Christ, nor a statute book or textbook out of the gospel." Another temptation is to use the Bible just as an intellectual thing. See, the Pharisees and the scribes back in the days of Jesus Christ were very intelligent. Some believed that they had memorized the first five books of the Bible. Intellectually, they knew a lot, but they didn't know Christ as their Savior. Another thing that's happening today are people loving the Bible to contradict it. They'll read this and they'll read that, and they'll say they contradict each other. They may know a lot about the Bible, but they don't understand the Bible is God's Word. Tying into this is a strong idea today that we need to compromise. What they mean by that is you can go to this church and that church, this cult and that cult, and try to bring it all together. In other words, begin to believe in false doctrine. How can we prevent ourselves from falling into that trap of believing in false doctrine? Let me try to illustrate this way. I was in the Bible lands and I heard this story that a bunch of shepherds were bringing their sheep into a water trough. And when a shepherd was ready to go, he would call his sheep and all of his sheep would follow him. One shepherd after another would call his sheep and they'd follow. A visitor said to one of the shepherds, "Do all the sheep follow its own shepherd?" "All except those that are sick. Those that are sick will follow anybody." In our personal lives, in our families, in our congregation, let's listen to the shepherd out of this book called the Bible. Because when we do, we'll truly be blessed. The more we read this book, the more our thinking, speaking, and living will be like the Master Jesus Christ. The more we read this book, the more we'll be united with our fellow Christians. The more we read this book, the more we'll give glory to God who deserves all the glory. The more we read this book, the more we'll follow the Master, Jesus Christ. The more we read this book, the more we'll say, "Devil, get out of my life." We'll do that if we really believe these words. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. To God be the glory. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for this wonderful book called the Holy Bible, because we truly have God's Word for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the offering.